Hi there, I am Dara Oladokun. This is the third video in our series of UWP controls. In this video, I'll be showing us the grid view as opposed to our list view as we did in the previous video. Alright, so I guess we can get started. You can get the code sample on this link, aka.ms/UWP grid view. Alright, so let's get started. Okay, so a good example of an app that shows the use of the grid view is the Groove Music application. You can see you have different artists. So this is, I'll get this as a list view. So when I go back, you can see different grids showing different artists. I think it will be the same here. I think this is a combination of a list view and a grid view. All right, and the jump list can jump from artist to artist. So, example of the grid is, I'll show how it looks like in code. Alright, so this is the code I have, just like I did in the previous video, just simple as that. You define a grid view and you name it, and then you set the data template. Now, I am putting the images and text above each other, so I have the image, the text block, and the picture, the name of the user, and the phone number. All right, so I have them stacked up in the panel vertically below each other. So just as I did in the last video, I have my data model of employee name, phone number, and string, and then I have the view model which returns MacBook 5x3. All right, so and then in the back end of my main page, I have the code that just set the employee list to the grid view. All right, so let's see how that looks like. Remember, you can get the code sample at aka.ms/UWP grid view. All right, so this is how the application would look like on my mobile phone. You can see, as opposed to the list view application, so this is the grid view. So I'll just run this on my local machine. Deploy it to my local machine, right? So I'll deploy that to my local machine while I show us the grid view on the monitor. The list view on my local machine, I hope that will work. All right, so it's finished deploying, right? So I'll set for list view in my list of applications. Okay, right. So we can see the difference now between the list view and a normal application. I'll just collapse this a little bit so it looks a bit more like our phone. So you can see this is the grid view on the right and the list view on the left. So you can see the different adaptations you can use for it. And most times it's advisable to use the list view on the phone since there's not much screen real estate, and then use the grid view on the system on the mobile PC family of devices. All right. So I guess this video was informative enough. Please stay tuned for the next series. Thank you very much.